Sometimes, as a TA, you get asked questions you don't know the answer to. One category of such questions is questions based on the idea that you're a computer setup expert. Theoretically, that's not your job. We don't hire TAs to help people set up their computers, but if some software is needed and needs to run correctly, then someone has to help, and who else is it going to be? So you end up being thrown into this role with no preparation, even though it's not really the main role, but still seems like it needs to get done. And often this is really confusing. Errors become really strange because very unusual errors will happen fairly often in very large classes, as we often have TAs in. My tech recommendations are, number one, try what you know how to try. Try a few things, see if it works. Number two, look it up. You can find a surprising amount by taking text you see and error messages on the screen or descriptions of what's going on and using them in search engines. You'll be in a much better position to understand what you see than will the students because you've used the tool before and will understand some of the terminology and so forth that comes up there. And then, when that fails, and sometimes it will, pass the buck. Send them to someone else. It doesn't even have to be somebody that knows more than you. It may just be somebody that luckily happens to have had this error before. Move them to another TA, send them to instructor, send them somewhere else to see if you can get sorted out. Never leave them to flounder, okay? If you can't solve it, send them to someone else. If worse comes to worse and you've run out of resources, send an email to both them and the instructor explaining the problems so that it doesn't get lost. But also, there's just questions that are on topic that you can't answer. You'll get asked these too. Just because you did well in the course and we hired you to TA and you've been doing it more of this doesn't mean you can answer every question. So what do you do? Well, let's start with the bad options. Don't pretend you know. And of course, nobody sets out to do this. I understand this. Nobody says, I'll pretend to know. But it's very common to expect to be able to figure out as you go, so you start speaking as if you know the answer, and then you feel embarrassed changing your mind and so forth. We're all tempted to do this. We'll all do it occasionally. Okay, right? But as soon as you realize you don't know, tell them you don't know. Another thing not to do is to pick something large that you think might help, right? Maybe if we rewrite it all in this other way, things will work. Okay? That may be true. You may actually have picked the right thing, but unless you have reasonably good reason to believe it's the right thing, don't set them down a long piece of work that may not help. And definitely don't say, I did it like this. A tempting solution when somebody's approach to a problem is they got them stuck and you can't figure out why it's got them stuck, to say, well, I know one approach that works. Let me explain that approach. If you find yourself tempted to review your solution, you're almost certainly thinking about how to solve instead of how to teach. So I don't recommend these approaches. There are a few approaches. They're so-so. They're not bad. They're not great. They're okay. Going away, looking it up, and coming back. This is okay. It's not a bad approach. It's not the best, as we'll see a better way of doing this in a moment, but this is okay. Staring at silence, hoping you figure it out. Okay. It's not the best use of student time and can make them and you uncomfortable, but it may result in a good answer. Simply saying, I don't know, good luck. At least you haven't led them down the wrong path. You've shown them they have a hard problem. You haven't helped them, but you haven't done anything harmful either. So these are all okay. At some level, they'll help out. But the good options, what we recommend, one of the following two. Let's explore this together. I don't know the answer. But let me walk you through the process I use to figure things out, right? Instead of going away to look it up with them. Help them learn the techniques you use to solve problems you don't know. Or, I don't know, let's get someone who might. Pull in another TA, talk to the instructor. Don't leave them hanging. Reference, forward them on to some place that solution might be solved. I should comment, just so you understand. All of these things, computer setup and questions you can answer, these never stop. Faculty, email other faculty with weird computer setup questions and with questions some student asked in their class that was outside what they know, even though they know more than is in the course, right? These won't go away, and these techniques, exploring it together, asking other people, these remain the techniques as throughout your time. So I hope You'll be prepared, your students will ask questions, you'll be able to help them, but from time to time, when they ask you these difficult questions, we recommend trying, being transparent, and sending them on to other people if you're unable to help.